there, it's Tax Scripts time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Nora in the Tax Scripts forum who wants clarification. She says that there's a topic in Pub 17 under qualifying relatives, that there is a member of household or relationship test, and there are relatives who do not have to live with you. Under that category, it states that one of the qualifying relatives who don't have to live with you are the son or daughter of your brother or sister. We're going to call them BS for now. Am I assuming correctly that by specifying only brother or sister, that it doesn't include the children of your half-brother or sister or step-brother or sister? Otherwise, it would have stated that specifically. The reason I ask is there are many references where it does state specifically half and step relatives, including in that same list of other qualifying relatives not having to live with you, being your brother, sister, half-brother, sister, step-brother, sister. In another instance, where it specifically mentions brother, sister, half-brother, sister, step-brother, sister, and any descendants of them is the qualifying child test. Whew! Well, that was a lot of brothers or sisters, and it's a good question, Nora. Although IRS does usually specify the half or step relationship in their descriptions, I always interpret a brother or sister to always also include the half-brother and sister and the step-brother and sister. Perhaps it's just me, but I don't see a lot of difference in the relationships for legal purposes. And maybe somebody else has a better interpretation. Or we could always just go dig into the code and see what the code says about qualifying relatives and what Congress had in mind. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about dependents and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.